Can you sort of talk about how the Strike Force Initiative will help these 19 South Carolina counties that are dealing with persistent poverty?
If you look at a lot of these counties, there are food deserts, and that's basically where you have individuals that live in communities, and they can't just hop in the car or hop on a bike and get to a grocery store or a farmer's market where they can have quick access to any kind of wholesome or locally produced food. And those are the types of issues we're trying to look at, is why is there a food desert in this area? Why isn't there a farmer's market? Well, perhaps there are farmers growing things, but they don't know exactly how to get together and maybe form a co-op so that they could provide fresh fruits and vegetables for the local citizens. Strike Force is about making all these links between the producers and the markets and the consumers so that we can help improve these communities. And by helping the farmers and making those linkages, we can help the citizens, the farmers, and improve the economic viability of these counties.
What are some of the ways the Natural Resources Conservation Service will tackle these problems under Strike Force?
With the NRCS, we have a program called the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and that assists farmers of any scale, whether they're large farmers, but particularly in these counties, we are looking at assisting small limited resource farmers. These are producers who generally have acreages totaling less than 100 acres. And basically what we're trying to do is help them protect and improve soil and water quality, but also improve their bottom line, help them make a profit. So we can assist them with installing wells, irrigation systems, which are particularly helpful during times of drought.
I'm wondering if you could talk about some of the biggest problems preventing farmers in these counties from thriving.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that we do through our EQIP program, we are really trying to increase our outreach and assistance with these small limited resource farmers. A lot of times they are producing specialty crops. Those are fruits and vegetables that require certain growing conditions. Although we don't have really cold temperatures here in South Carolina, it is nice to be able to grow some of these specialty crops throughout the year and not have to worry about freezing temperatures. So one of the things that EQIP does is we provide cost share. We provide 90% of the cost to install a structure called a high tunnel. It's sort of like a greenhouse, but basically it enables these farmers to grow whatever it is they're growing, whether it's strawberries or whatnot, all throughout the year and not have to worry about damage to their crops from cold temperatures. We also help them with field buffers and rotational grazing systems. And these are things that are going to protect soil and water quality, but also helpfully increase their yields.
Some of these areas have a hard time accessing USDA funds, and I'm wondering if you could explain why that is.
Well, sometimes some of these individuals might not readily have internet availability, or maybe they don't receive the newspaper. Part of the Strike Force Initiative's goal is to really get out in these communities and literally knock on doors. We want to find out who are in these communities, what their needs are. So one of the things we're going to be doing is putting on outreach meetings out there in the communities, in the churches, and make sure that the customers that maybe we weren't reaching before, maybe they have absolutely no idea what types of services we offer. Those are the people we really are targeting.
Thanks so much, Amy. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.